Welcome to the Search IT Operations podcast about DevOps and testing and the overlap between the two. With me today, I have Nadia McNofsky-Linares. Is that, did I get that right?
Yes.
Perfect, I did? Perfect. Yes, awesome.
Yeah, it's very rare, but
and,
yes.
where exactly do you work and what do you do?
I work at Smashfly Technologies. I really love my job. I've been doing automation for about 12 years, QA automation and testing. And I guess I have some experience to share here today.
Awesome. All right. So first off, how would you define DevOps?
Well, DevOps is a very fashionable word
today.
Everybody talks about it. Sometimes people don't really know what it means. I think there's not really one definition of that. But DevOps as a word came into existence around 2009. When tech community was trying to answer a question, how can we continuously improve and deliver the product to the customer, to continuously get customers' feedback to make them happy and to withstand competition? Like, how do we do that? Old ways don't work anymore. We have to come up with something new. So people had a lot of discussions, conferences. They brought up Agile. They brought up continuous integration just to answer this question. And that's how DevOps pretty much was born. So DevOps emerged, and it's not a tool, it's a philosophy. It's a philosophy that promotes close collaboration between development and operation teams in order to improve product delivery process and, of course, product quality. In DevOps, customers is also a tester. Customer is a tester as well, because we deploy so fast, we get so much feedback from customers that and it's really useful because you can take really quick steps to remediate problems, for example, or add new features or enhance something and make customers happy. So they are our testers as well.
So the customers
guinea
are the
pigs.
Testers.
They're like a guinea pigs.
They're
guinea
pigs. Yeah.
Guinea pigs.
All right. So
excuse us.
So
very cute ones.
Very cute guinea pigs. All customers are. They're like guinea pigs.
Yeah.
Who love
customers is always right.
Yes. Always right.
Always. That's kind of like my definition.
Yeah.
Maybe somebody else has different definitions, so don't throw tomatoes at me. but yeah, it has, you know, it has some, I guess this philosophy has some kind of ideas about how things should be running. So for example, it's absolutely different company organization. Right, so now teams are not organized by function. Like, it's not team of developers or team of QAs or team of IT. Now it's team which is organized by project. So for example, we can have one team which works on customer issues. So it's kind of like firefighters. They run with extinguisher, get customers issues, they triage them. They fix those issues, they QA those issues, they deploy the fixes, and it's all done within one team. So of course that team has to have many professionals. It can be PMs in there, it can be developers, QAs, automation engineers.
You said the QAs are in there, like for testing. I've heard that a lot of time testing gets left out of DevOps as opposed to being a part of the team. Is, I guess, in your experience, is testing a part of DevOps for where you've worked in that kind of philosophy? Or do you see DevOps not like kind of getting sidelined and being a kind of something that's tacked on at the end?
Each company has its own DevOps idea.
Yeah, exactly.
And they kind of try to implement it in the way they see fit. But in my opinion, yes, testing is a crucial part of DevOps philosophy. And how can it be different? You work so fast. You continuously deliver new code to a customer. How can you continuously deliver new code without testing it? I mean, just imagine it. What if it's very buggy, and then you continuously build on a buggy code, even more buggy code? So it absolutely has to be tested, and testers are a really big part of it. And testing now is not just the responsibility of QA group. Actually, PMs might test. Developers do test as well, because they create their own unit testing.
Okay.
It's kind of an automation.
Would you be testing how the infrastructure is going to work as well in that DevOps process, like testing the code on the infrastructure, but also testing the infrastructure before the code gets to it? Is that part of it at all?
Well, you kind of should, because honestly, when we talk about DevOps, early adopters of DevOps were big service providers, such as in cloud, by the way, such as Amazon and Twitter and Google. So now your code becomes kind of a part of also infrastructure code. So it's all wrapped together. So definitely you should be doing both. It's not just testing functional piece of software. You should really see how all the components work together. So it's a lot of integration testing going on, which include hardware, software, virtual software and hardware. I mean, virtual hardware, excuse me.
Since this is kind of your part of your job, what do you find is like the most challenging part of that job necessarily?
Well, first of all, to keep up with all new tests. And since I work more in automation, to keep up with new automation. Because now we have to create new automation for new feature. So it's not like before you have new feature, it was created 2 weeks ago and now you can write automation. No, now it's all together. You create a new feature and you are creating automation for that. So that's challenging part to keep up with that. Also, it's kind of challenging to split time between manual testing and creating of automation and automation creation. And in my opinion, if I can say...
Automation creation, that sounds nice.
Yeah, automation creation, yeah, like a poem. So, and if I can add my opinion, my 10 cents to that, I think automation team has to be, well, not automation team. Automation team is a part of QA team, but automators have to work on automation, not on manual testing, because automation is a special, it's a software project. It's not a side activity, which requires, full-time attention. Automation challenge, to create an automation which is actually easy to use for manual testers and automation which is easy to maintain. This balance is very hard to strike, but it's very important because automation has to be created fast. And if we create a very good infrastructure for manual testers to use and add their new tests, we're going to be really on a very good way to the success.
Nice. All right. So that's been like a little bit of an overview about how testing and DevOps kind of work together. All right.
I enjoyed this.
Thank you. I enjoyed myself too. Thank you, Nadia. This is, again, this is a Search IT Operations podcast for TechTarget. Thank you, Nadia, for being here.
Oh, thank you, Austin. That was really cool and interesting experience. I will remember that for all my life.